aftermath there in Texas and in Boston. We'll explore the latest on the investigation in Boston in just a moment. But it was inaction in the United States Senate yesterday. The Senate failed to reach 60 votes to further consider any measures on gun reform yesterday.
A minority in the United States Senate decided it wasn't worth it. They blocked common sense gun reforms even while these families looked on from the Senate gallery.
Families of gunshot victims speaking there from the Rose Garden. President Obama looked angry yesterday, looked disappointed. He called it a pretty shameful day in Washington.
I'm assuming that the emotions that we've all felt since Newtown, the emotions that we've all felt since Tucson and Aurora and Chicago, the pain we share with these families and families all across the country who've lost a loved one to gun violence, I'm assuming that's not a temporary thing. I'm assuming our expressions of grief and our commitment to do something different to prevent these things from happening are not empty words.
President Obama speaking yesterday. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick joins us on Capitol Hill. Todd, welcome.
Hi, John.
At one point in that emotional speech yesterday, the president called this the result of a distortion of Senate rules. What exactly happened?
Well, a distortion of Senate rules is a sign of frustration, I think, from someone who is no longer in the Senate. All of these votes yesterday required 60 votes, not technically filibuster. It was a pre-baked agreement between Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell that required 60 for all of the amendments. Why? Because if they didn't, McConnell and the Republicans could have just filibustered everything, and that would have taken weeks to get through. So they pre-bake these agreements. So not so much a distortion of Senate rules, but one of the things that the president seems most upset about was a distortion of what's actually in the bill. And Senator Joe Manchin and other supporters of the background checks amendment seem to be really frustrated. The president, using some pretty strong language in that Rose Garden speech, said the NRA and anti-gun control forces willfully lied about what was in the bill in order to marshal support against it.
Except, the sense, and the president called for punishment at the ballot box and that voters should make people pay, cited the poll statistics that suggested that much of the legislation was supported by 90% of Americans. Yet Harry Reid, who supported the bill, actually ended up voting against it for some procedural reasons. Listen to Harry Reid yesterday.
This is just the beginning. This is not the end. Forces that worked to defeat this amendment became so obsessed with defeating any common sense reforms whatsoever, they lost sight of the big picture. The big picture sometimes is little pictures. People like Jessica, who went to watch a movie and was gunned down in Aurora, Colorado.
How are people going to sort out where we go from here when this procedure seems to cloud the specific sense of who's for it and who's against it?
Well, the thing that Harry Reid did in voting against this just allows him to bring it up again, and that's all you need to know about the Senate procedure. He can relitigate this if he wants to. The problem is he doesn't have the votes, 54 to 46, and it needed 60. Make it 55 when you consider that Harry Reid is a yes. But four Democrats short, Begich of Alaska, Pryor of Arkansas, Baucus of Montana, Democrats all up for re-election, and Heidi Heitkamp of South Dakota, not up for re-election, but still voted against the president. So Harry Reid needs to find some votes. He cannot bring Manchin Toomey up again as it is until after the next election, if voters tell senators they really want this. Will that happen 2 years from now, John? We can't know that. Now, the gun bill itself, though, isn't over. More votes today on more amendments, one on expanding mental health and substance abuse services. That's a bipartisan amendment. They'll vote on that today. And then Harry Reid and the White House need to decide if they want to try to weaken the gun bill and try to get it passed, or if they want to kill it altogether and then go political. Let the White House go political and try to get voters to lean on senators to get something passed. But that might have to happen after the next election. They're going to decide that today and tomorrow and maybe over the weekend.
We at The Takeaway reached out to those four Democratic senators that you cited. We're unable to speak with them. But you were getting a sense of the sentiments among gun violence victims who were there in the gallery in the Senate observing what was going on, and some Republicans who openly and unashamedly voted against this, including the Republican senator from the state of Texas, where I am today, Senator Ted Cruz. Tell me what you found.
Well, John, you'll hear from Ted Cruz in just a second. Plenty of Republicans, look, they are from red states, Most of them, they're not interested in further gun controls, particularly when they feel that the existing gun laws are so poorly enforced. Now listen to Cruz.
What that bill does is targets law-abiding citizens rather than violent criminals. And in particular, it substantially regulates private gun sales.
And what's wrong with substantially regulates private gun sales? That is to say, regulate them at all, require the same background checks that are required for commercial sales.
One of Ted Cruz's specific complaints would be that under this bill, John, any advertised sale on the internet, I have a shotgun, I advertise on Craigslist, you want to buy it? You have to submit to a federal background check, which in some places can cost hundreds of dollars. Ted Cruz and many, many other people consider that an unreasonable impediment to what is a Second Amendment right affirmed by the Supreme Court, which is a right to bear arms, a right to purchase them, that it's not just big gun shows and big gun shops that would be affected, but me selling you a gun that I advertise on a website would be subject to a background check, inappropriate in their view.
Finally, let's listen to Carly Soto, who's the sister of Victoria Soto, who was a teacher at Newtown, who was killed last December. Listen.
It was disappointing, but like you said, we're not going away. We're doing this for our loved ones, and my sister didn't die for nothing. We will make change. Change will come.
You know, the president talked about this sort of scolding Americans. They need to be more passionate to get the message to lawmakers in 2014. As powerful as that tone was on some level, it feels like a real misread by the president. Is this going to fly?
There is going to be a lot of postmortem. Depending on what Harry Reid and the Democrats decide to do with this bill, there's going to be a great deal about postmortem. Did the White House communicate effectively in red states? Did the president reach out to senators who were gettable? Did they just misread the emotional impact of Newtown and the other shootings and what it would mean to senators who traditionally don't like to go against the NRA? But there was a moment yesterday, John. Patricia Mace is the woman who wrestled a magazine clip away from Jared Loughner in that grocery store parking lot in Tucson when Gabby Giffords was shot. At the close of the Manchin Toomey vote, she stood up in the gallery, broke the rules, and yelled, "Shame on you," at senators on the floor.
You know, and there's also a sense that the whole story in Boston may have sort of clouded the issue on some level and prevented advocates of this legislation from getting to the people who would have voted for it, maybe otherwise. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
Pleasure, John.